Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Oh, you'll reap just what you sow. What you plant one day will grow. Remember the things that you do. Sooner or later will come back to you. So be gentle and be kind. You'll get the same thing somewhere in time. I want you to know you always reap what you sow. I want you to know you'll always reap what you sow.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in, my friends, and may ye be awesomely blessed by what you hear tonight. Amen. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God, not men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. This program is listener-supported by the generous love gifts of its listening audience. If God speaks to your heart to send in support, please respond, as this program is listener-supported, and that is the only way it can stay on the air. Thank you, and God bless you. Now for tonight's Last Days, End Times, Quick Bible Study, King James Version, as always. My friends, from time to time, I have replayed that prophecy, Leave the Cities, so that is the topic of tonight's End Times Quick Bible Study. Jesus said concerning the end of days in Matthew chapter 13, verse 40, "As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world." And Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 29, paraphrase, "As it was in the beginning," Luke chapter 17, verse 30, "even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Now listen to this text from the beginning, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 21 through 24. "They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set fire in the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction." My, that was the Lord speaking from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 21 through 24. Now, please listen to a prophecy I spoke. It is a time to heed Yahweh's warnings, spoken through Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
"For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there. And the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord."
My friends, the Son of Man, Christ Jesus, is returning for the second and last time. The cities are going to be in total chaos. If you have watched the preppers on the National Geographic TV channel, you have seen preppers in cities. It will not work. Not in cities, it won't. And even those they call bugging out to the country, that's not going to work either. Because as roving gangs are filled with hunger, they're going to be a major problem, not only for those living in the city, but those trying to get out of the city. And attacks will be common, especially for stealing food. However, I'm not saying you shouldn't store some food, because you should. But keep it quiet and don't tell anybody. And it's not going to work well in a city, though, I'm telling you that. So, my friends, you cannot escape the end of days in a false pre-trib or mid-trib rapture, but you can prepare your hearts by praying, reading your Bible, and committing your life fully to Christ. Immediately after the tribulation, the Son of Man is coming for the second and last time. Do you remember I said that before? The second and last time. There is no third time in the Bible, as some preach. Listen to this. Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 31. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Verse 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Verse 31, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. My, oh my, sounds like the rapture to me. And it is the words in red, don't you know? Jesus Christ speaking. After the tribulation. Do not be deceived by false preachers. Believe the original King James Version. There isn't going to be a silent rapture, my friends. Verse 31 said, he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and then they shall gather together his elect from the four winds. So it is not going to be some secret silent rapture. It is going to be known. But again, get you that King James Version. If you do not have one, then get one. Leave the cities. They are not safe for Yahweh's children.
Yea, saith the Lord, look to the clouds, for the signs are there above the earth now. Fear not, my children, for with the same vengeance that will come upon the earth upon sin, will I protect you with my mighty arm, saith the Lord. Yea, turn not to the protection of men. Yea, saith God, turn to me. Come under my wings, under my authority. For authority of man, though it appears to be gaining, is losing, saith God. Look to the cities. Did I not tell you that the cities were not safe for my children, saith God? Did I not tell you to run from them? Soon you will see the cities begin to crumble. The authority system will crumble, saith God. But those who will come to me, those who will embrace me, the authority that is mine will cover them, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. You're going to know that if I say that long enough. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Praise God. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Oh, thou shalt see, saith the Lord, thou shalt see how my name, yea, even shall be lifted. Yea, and I say unto thee, church, even in these last days, if they do not fall on the stone, if they do not fall on the rock Christ, yea, the stone shall fall on them at the end, saith the Lord.
My friends. Don't you think it'd be better if you fell on the rock, who is Christ, than having the rock fall on you? Amen to that. Now, tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not doctrines of men. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? Watchman comment, no, this verse is not against tongues, like some teach. In fact, this verse includes tongues, along with revelations, knowledge, and doctrine. Amen and amen. The word speak here references to utter in a voice and to emit a sound. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. The Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The word tongues here translates the language or dialect used by a particular people distinct from that of other nations. Tongues are biblical, my friends, as are prophets. But the false teachers teach these gifts of the Spirit of the Lord died with the last apostle, and that is not stated anywhere in Holy Scriptures. That is just a doctrine of men. So then if we throw out prophets and throw out tongues and throw out revelations, then we must also throw out knowledge and doctrines. That doesn't make much sense, does it? Not from what I read in my Bible, it does not. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Verse 12, let me read that again. For the perfecting of the saints, that's what prophecy is for. For the work of the ministry, that's also what prophecy is for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So, get right and get ready. My friends Tony and Sandy from PA, Alex from Virginia, Bobby from Virginia, and Juanita from Virginia all obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, bless them all, Lord. Meet their every need. And thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. My friends, I truly believe those of you who are touched by the Lord and answer that very holy touch will be blessed of God. You're not supporting this program because of Brother Johnson. No, no, no. You're supporting this program because it is Yahweh's program. Amen and amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven. Verse 52. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Continuing. The USA has contingencies for Iran's strike. U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz said that the Obama administration has prepared military options to strike Iran nuclear sites in the event of a conflict. Iran replies, "We have hidden capabilities for rainy days." Iran Defense Minister Ahmad Vahidi said that the Islamic Republic has yet to reveal all of its military capabilities. Watchman comment. Who will start this major world atomic war? This verse could be speaking of a nuclear conflict. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 12 and 13. And this shall be the plague wherewith that the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. My, my, my. If you're a Christian, you better be prayed up. If you're not a Christian, you better get to be a Christian so you can be prayed up. Hallelujah, amen. Continuing. Remembering the Alamo. March 6 marked the anniversary of the fall of the Alamo back in 1836. For more than 13 days, 186 brave and determined American patriots withstood Santa Anna's seasoned army of over 4,000 troops. To a man, the defenders of that mission fort knew that they would never leave those ramparts alive. They had several opportunities to leave and live, yet they chose to fight and die. How foolish they must look to this generation of spoiled, rotten Americans who depend on their government to keep them going instead of upon themselves and their relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Watchman comment, though I've already been doing it. Back then, they were men of principle. Many were believers in God. They were proud of their heritage and supported the freedoms they believed in. Today, it is every man for himself. Back then, it was every man together in a cause they were willing to die for. Amen. Not God bless America, my friends, but. Instead, America bless God. Amen and amen. Continuing. USA tornado outbreak leaves widespread destruction. As many as 20 tornadoes, one of them an EF4, touched down February 29th, followed by more tornadoes after that. At least 12 dead and dozens injured and missing in the first part of the tornadoes, and I think there was 14 more that died in the second wave, as tornadoes tore through the American Midwest, including one small Illinois town that lost 6 people. And I believe there was another one in the second wave that lost 12 or 14 people. Unbelievable. Destructive storms produced tornadoes from Kansas to Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky, and elsewhere. My friends, this is a last days, end times sign fulfilling prophecy Brother Johnson has spoken.
Yea, saith God, as I have told you through my prophet, the tornadoes have moved out of their places and have become stronger, as I said. Now I say unto you, tornadoes will form. At times they should not form, and in places they should not be. Even as I have spoken, heed them, for they are a warning to you, saith God.
Saturday, April 30th, 2011. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, Japanese tsunami debris to reach Hawaii very soon, within maybe a few days. Lumber, boats, and other debris ripped from the Japanese coastal towns by the tsunami last year have spread across some 3,000 miles to areas halfway across the North Pacific. Japanese tsunami debris will make landfall soon on small atolls near Hawaii. Watchman comment, I told you it would not take long, as they were saying. The debris, however, also may contain bodies, and all of it, including the bodies, may be radioactive. Get prayed up and be right and be ready. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. The coming biological warfare attack in America, part 1 of 4. The abuse of using antibiotics has created antibiotic-resistant microorganisms and superbugs. These antibiotics-resistant superbugs could cause the reemergence of diseases like tuberculosis, which we're already seeing, which is currently producing 500,000 cases per year. China, India, and other nations have approximately 50 million people who are infected with the multidrug-resistant tuberculosis. Due to our open borders, America is now wide open to people coming from all over the world that are infected with a wide range of diseases, including strange flesh-eating diseases that are now infecting Americans. It is simply a matter of time until America experiences a biological warfare attack from a weaponized virus or bacteria that could kill hundreds of millions of people quickly. Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 through 7, paraphrased. And as he, Jesus, sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall all these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Take heed that no man deceive you, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, that's diseases, folks, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Watchman comment, Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? How can you prepare? Good question. Glad you asked. In the natural, get some good vitamins. That's the most important thing. Number two, eat right. Building up your immune system is number three. And you do that by good vitamins and eating right. Because your food no longer has the vitamins and minerals you need vitamin supplements. And I mean good ones. If you're interested, give me a call, give me your address, write me, give me your address, ask me where you can get some good ones. Now, I don't have any part of it. It's a friend of mine, yes, but it's a California-based ministry that has nothing to do with me. And they have excellent, excellent, excellent vitamins. They're a little more expensive than you buy in Walmart, but they're also a whole bunch better. Now, in the spiritual, serve God with all your heart. Pray and read your King James Version Bible daily. Mark chapter 16, verse 18. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, do you know why I say get it right and get ready? Amen and amen. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for another True Truth Quick Bible Study and live call-ins, letters or both, as the program finishes. My dear friends, please, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. I sure would like to hear from you, and it would be a blessing to receive your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep signs on the air. Most anybody could send a dollar bill in an envelope. Some send five, some send 10, some send 20. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Amen and amen. Small offerings add up together, like tonight's program, to sponsor one program. And you will be blessed by helping to keep signs on the air so others can hear as well as you. And you're helping them to hear, don't you know? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Please write. Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E. New York, abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797. That address will repeat for you to check what you wrote down. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. And today's world, you may think it is as unfree as it's going to get, but you haven't seen anything yet. So now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. Abraham was sitting in front of his tent on the plains of Mamre when the Lord, Hebrew, Jehovah, Yud, Hey, Ve, Hey, came to him and declared the fulfillment of a promise. If I said those Hebrew words right, he had made to Abraham many years ago that promise, saying that through Abraham's seed the world would be blessed. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, chapter 13, verses 15, 16, chapter 15, verse 18, chapter 17, verses 7, 8, and 9. For a long season, Abraham, the patriarch, had patiently waited for fulfillment of that promise. But it wasn't until the Lord came unto him personally, speaking face to face, that the fulfillment of this promise grew near. No wonder Yeshua, Jesus, told the Jews of his day that Abraham rejoiced to see him. It was the day that the promise, the long-awaited promise, was coming to pass. Because of this astounding true truth happening, every other promise of Yahweh's word is absolutely reliable and will come to pass. Faith and patience are all that are necessary for us to receive those promises. You have to have faith, and you have to keep your patience. Lose your patience, and you may not receive the promises. Is there anything too hard for the Lord God? Follow the example of our father Abraham, and stand on the word he has given you. Every one of his promises will be fulfilled, in Yahweh's time, of course. I promise you the word of God will never, ever fail you, my friends. But remember, what you desire must be within God's plan for you. James chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. Verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. My. That is a favorite verse of mine because I remember when my son came to the Lord, that was his favorite verse. All I can say to you that is amen and amen, for it is a true truth of Almighty God's word. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
Are you being drawn today? Come to Jesus now. Let his love surround you, clothe you, lift you, comfort you. Let Jesus be your good shepherd, your master, your God. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Brother Ralston. That was a good one, and I hope that it stirred hearts all over the world. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready, because that's where the blessed are. Please tune in for a fresh program, a new program, this coming Saturday, on frequency 4840 at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 4840 Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time for another fresh Signs Prophecy News Behind the News program. For more daily news in text form like you heard on tonight's program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's signsradio.com, all one word. Look for that wiggly squiggly blue arrow. Click the Visitors Forum News with Views link. That will take you to my other website called NEAIGA. There is much more posted there every weekday than you may be able to read. So take the time to go to that News with Views on my NEAIGA website. And you can do that from signsradio.com by looking for that blue wiggling arrow. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends, an international program worldwide. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Here's the address again that I said I would repeat, so you can check what you wrote down. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797.
Hey, Brother Johnson, I hope you're doing well tonight. This is Kevin in Ohio. Brother Johnson, I think you're playing that message that was supposedly attacking. Consider that a badge of honor.
Oh, my brother, I do consider it a badge of honor, and I thank you for that. Let's look at a little scripture from Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you, falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Well, my brother, yes, that was an actual attack, but no, I didn't take it that way. It was being used to show people that listen to this program what some people are like that call in. And thank God for folks like you, my brother.
Is what you want. If you're not persecuted, you're not working for our Lord.
My, you're right on there, brother.
And I want to bring up one thing, too. Your mentioning of Iran, its capabilities. I want to help you, I hope. Look through their screens. Look through their curtains. Iran's incapable.
I'm pretty sure what you're referencing there is a report that I read about Iran. It wasn't something that I believed. I believe what you believe, brother. They sure are incapable, but they do have certain things that they could do. And this is a last day's end time sign. Therefore, it's on the program. But thank you anyway. I do appreciate it.
It's the New World Order. We've been bombing those countries over there continuously since the first Bush. And we don't see that blood. Who's the head of all mammon except Satan? God bless you, Brother John. Keep up your good work. You're a pleasure. With a meaning. Maybe I'll talk to you sometime. Keep up your work. And thank you. Good night.
Thank you, my dear brother, for your call. Do appreciate it. Keep the faith. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you can hear tonight's program. I only have one line, so if it's busy, keep hitting your redial until you can get through. Try to keep these calls short, folks, so more people can call in. I'd sure appreciate it. And if you want to make a long call and tell me some things to that number, it's okay, but don't do it right after a program. Do it later or tomorrow. When I know you're listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. Here comes a number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating a little faster. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.